Chapter 24, Analyzing the Incident. Chapter Objectives. Explain the APAE process in hazardous materials incidents. Define a hazardous materials incident. Recognize ways that hazardous materials harm people. Identify states of matter as they relate to hazardous materials. Explain physical properties that aid in identifying potential hazards and predicting behavior of hazardous materials. Explain chemical properties that aid in identifying potential hazards and predicting behavior of hazardous materials. Explain the role of the general hazardous materials behavior model in predicting the behavior of containers. Identify the 7 clues to the presence of hazardous materials. Explain how pre-incident plans, occupancy types, and locations may indicate the presence of hazardous materials. Recognize general container types and their associated behaviors and hazards. Describe ways that transportation placards, labels, and markings indicate the presence and hazards of hazardous materials. Define the hazard classes. Identify other markings and colors that indicate the presence of hazardous materials. Describe ways written resources are used to identify hazardous materials and their hazards. Skill Sheet 24-1, Analyze a Hazardous Materials Scenario to Identify Potential Hazards. Skill Sheet 24-2, Identify Indicators and Hazards Present at a Hazardous Materials Incident Using Approved Reference Sources. Chapter 24, Analyzing the Incident. Chemical substances, materials, and products are stored, manufactured, used, and transported throughout the world every day. While these products have necessary and beneficial uses, many present considerable risks to the public and to the environment if they are uncontrolled or uncontained. Emergency incidents involving these products may differ from other emergencies in significant ways, and first responders must be trained to respond safely and effectively. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Explain the APAE process in hazardous materials incidents. APAE response model. In order to offer guidance to first responders, a simple, four-step response model can be used in hazardous materials incidents. Known by the acronym APAE, these steps form a consistent problem-solving process that can be used at any incident, regardless of size or complexity. Figure 24.1. APAE response model. Step 1, analyze the incident. During this phase of the problem-solving process, personnel and responders attempt to understand the current situation. For example, first responders will attempt to identify the hazmat involved, what kind of containers are present, the number of materials released, the number of exposures, potential hazards, and other relevant information needed to plan a safe and effective response. Step 2. Plan the initial response. During this phase, responders use the information gathered during the analysis phase to determine what actions need to be taken to mitigate the incident. For example, the incident commander, IC, will develop the incident action plan and assign tasks to first responders. Step 3, implement the response. During this phase, responders perform the tasks determined in the planning stage. When implementing the response, responders direct actions to mitigate the incident. Step 4, evaluate progress. During this phase, which continues throughout the incident until termination, responders monitor progress to see whether the response plan is working. For example, first responders should report if their actions are completed successfully or if they notice changing conditions. Image. Figure 24. 1. The acronym APAE can help responders devise a four-step response to any hazardous materials incident. Awareness and operations level responders generally have responsibilities in the analysis, planning, and implementation phases of a hazardous materials response. This chapter and the chapters that follow describe those responsibilities following the APAE model. This chapter focuses on analyzing an incident through an understanding of the following. Recognizing hazards in hazardous materials incidents. Understanding hazardous materials behavior. Identifying container types and the hazards associated with them. Using written documents and other sources to learn important information about hazardous materials present at a scene.